Hello, and welcome to the future.
It's Adam and Holly Are Awesome Podcast, episode number 20,000.
20,000 million.
20,000. It's the future.
We have a
the
special
year 10.
1000. We have a special snack. It's something that we got. It's very rare.
It's super rare. It was really hard to get a hold of.
We have a cup of water.
Honestly, you guys, this was like half of our life savings to get. So
how is it? Tell me, what does it taste like?
It doesn't taste like anything.
Hold on. It's so refreshing. It's like when you get power sludge, but you take out all the bits.
Yeah, like when the power sludge machine runs out of power sludge juice and all that's left is the base. It's something like that, but a lot sweeter. It's good, you guys. If you can get your hands, I know that you probably can't, because we paid a lot for it.
Yeah, we paid 78,000 space bucks.
They changed the credit system last year.
What?
It's credits
no,
now.
No, it's space bucks.
No, it's credits now. I know, it's after we joined the Super Space Union. They had to change the currency.
Oh, after the Awesome Space Alliance disbanded.
Yeah.
And oh, there's aliens.
There's, well, yeah, everybody knows that because it's the future.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's the current time.
Oh, we're posting this in the past because time travel.
Yeah, because we have a time travel machine.
We have a time travel podcast machine.
Where we
can post in the past.
Where we can
and freak all y'all out about the future.
Yeah, this is what's happening in the future. There was 7 wars that happened last year.
Yeah, I kind of lose track of who's at war with who.
Yeah, it's Space War 1 through Space War 7.
Yeah, there is a Space War 4.5 that hasn't quite resolved yet.
Yeah, but we're not involved with that.
No.
That's the bloobly blops and the scriggle scrags.
Yeah, I know that the Kaminas were a little bit involved in that, but...
Yeah, I don't get into space politics.
Yeah, I don't either. It's too complicated. Mm-hmm. It's too complicated. We're always at war.
So anyway. we had space tacos for dinner.
We did have space tacos for dinner.
Mm, they were good.
They've been better. We've had better ones.
The flurble meat was a little off, but...
And you know what I could really go for? Mm. I remember it from my childhood. Astronaut ice cream. Because that's the only ice cream that exists anymore.
There's no other ice cream.
Yeah.
Remember when there was
there's
actual
no,
ice cream?
Because cows.
Mm-hmm. You remember cows, orange. You guys?
Yeah, you probably don't. Y'all are too young for this. We're old. We're 10,000 old.
10 Berger Bilirubins.
Because we forgot to die.
In 6845, there was a virus that wiped out all the cows in the universe.
Yeah, it was really tragic, because we also lost hamburgers at that point.
Right, but people tried to drink, like, dog milk.
Yeah.
But that didn't
work out.
Don't do
that.
It wasn't...
You can milk a cat, but
you don't want to.
Don't milk
the cat. The cat kind of gets upset.
Yeah. There's still cats for some reason, though. Yeah. They don't ever die.
The worst.
I know.
They did become sentient at one point, and...
Well, good thing we took care of that, really.
Yeah.
There was, so, in 8014, there was the cats became sentient, because they, figured out how to use iPads. it's the iPad 440. And so we had to kill them all off. I wasn't really that sad about it. I never liked cats.
What point did they stop numbering the iPads?
440.
That was the last one?
Yeah. They just keep making a new iPad 440.
I thought I remembered it was like an iPad 452.
No.
That was pretty good.
No. It was a prototype. They were going to skip the next 12 models and just go straight to 452, but it kept blowing up.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So they just decided to keep naming them 440.
Well, I think the problem came after they started implanting the chip right in your head.
Well, yeah. That is the obvious issue.
I mean, and then when it blows up, you're just dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was a liability.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, at least they were testing on flirtables first.
I mean, honestly, I think Apple really went downhill after they were sold to the hoverboard company.
Yeah, that's right. But hoverboards are so cool.
Yeah, they are, but they're really not worth it. I'd rather have a iPad that didn't blow up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which I do. I do have an iPad that doesn't blow up. It's a Model 439. It's super old.
Yeah.
Like I.
Does it still even work?
No, they don't update anymore. You can't even find a charger for it anymore. Like, you can't.
What's a charger? I think, wait.
It's the last model that took a charger.
What is that?
It's a thing that you have to attach to it so it can get power.
Oh, they just don't have their own fusion cores?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's a super old model, like I said. They've been making the 440 for a long time.
Wow. Yeah, I guess they just perfected it.
Yeah.
And then they were done.
Well, no, I think, honestly, like, they keep making small changes, but I think it's too much work to, like, get a patent and everything for another new model, so they just call it, like, an upgrade firmware something or other. Like, it's clearly changing, but...
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, I think it's cheating. That's what I think. I think they're cheating.
This water's so good. Yeah. It's too bad it cost us, like, half a month's salary.
Yeah. Which is also our whole life savings. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, what are you working these days? I don't see that much. I'm at work all the time too.
Oh, I do space mining.
What are you mining now? I remember that you got your degree in space mining. Yeah. But I can't remember where you were.
I get mine unobtainium.
You mine unobtainium.
From Tantalus 7.
Isn't that the one that's just completely ice?
Well, the underneath the ice is unobtainium.
Well, yeah, obviously, but like it's completely ice though, right?
Well.
Like, it's methane ice.
Yeah, it's real cold.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. That must be terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for...
Well, you know, that. I make a good amount of money.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Because how come I'm not seeing anything? What are you putting on your money?
All the free methane.
That's actually really useful. Mm-hmm. Because there's a methane shortage. Mm-hmm.
Because there's no cows.
There's no cows anymore. What else is going on in our lives? Last week I sold our space booster because we weren't really using it anymore. Yeah,
you used it the first week and then...
Yeah, and then you never... like, and I don't know if it's that way for everybody, but you get it. Mm-hmm. You use it every day. You're like, this is the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. You're using it for like a week straight and then just one day you kind of forget to use it.
Yeah.
Or like you don't do it or you find something else to do and then you never touch it again.
Right.
And then you try to go back to it, like, 6 months later. You're like, what? This seems like it was more work than it was worth. Why did I like this so much?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when you got the protein synthesizer.
I know. I thought it would be a good alternative. I wouldn't have to go shopping as much. Mm-hmm. Like, because all of that, like, looking in different directions to shop and blinking my eyes just gets so tedious. I thought maybe if it could just do it for me in the house, I wouldn't have to...
I mean, it looked really cool in the Holonet, but...
Yeah. They don't even let you return it.
I think that the place that made it just imploded at some point.
Well, I think they manufacture them like on demand, and then when you don't want it, you just have to
sell it
or give it away or throw it out in space.
Yeah,
a lot of space junk around our place. I don't think we throw hard enough.
I think our asteroid that we live on is, I mean, it can use some renovating.
It could, but. Who's got the money?
Yeah.
Who's got the time?
I mean, this asteroid was expensive, too.
Have you ever tried to buy an asteroid, fellow listeners? It is...
Do they...
It's a process.
Can they buy asteroids when we were... We're sending this
what
to the
What year
past.
Is this? Like 2000...
2018 or something like that?
20... Could they buy asteroids? Man, it's been so long. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Hey, if you can buy asteroids, leave us a message. Tell them to deliver it to...
You know what? I set up forwarding on that email address we had.
Okay.
So I'll get it.
Okay.
And that Twitter account that we had. So I'll get those.
Well, that's good.
It goes through like five different programs just to forward.
Right. There's like
for some reason the HoloNet from then still works. Mm. So. Yeah. What was I saying? Right, they can't buy asteroids. But we'd been to Mars by then, though, right?
No, probably. Oh, yeah, I think that was right around then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so long ago. I don't even remember.
I don't either. I mean, I haven't even been near Earth in, like, a few thousand years ever since it kind of burned up. Wasn't really into it.
Yeah. Well, it got boring. It was just like everything was like, ugh, the sun is real hot.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even that so much as, like, just everybody kept trying to scorch the land.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, talking to each other, like, we're just going to burn that part.
Oh, yeah. And they then, just had, like, all their bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just seems so inefficient.
Yeah.
Like, the wars now are way faster.
Yeah. You just, they just push a button and they just obliterate a colony or something.
Yeah. It's on a larger scale than just, like, a few trees or whatever it was they were tearing down.
Yeah.
We should get some houseplants. I need company.
I think we need another methane synthesizer.
I work from home. And I get bored and I get, like, sad and alone. So I feel like if I had a plant who could talk to me, then
yeah, that's true.
Then I wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, they're pretty good company, but they're not too bright.
Well, no, but they don't need to be. They just need to be able to talk to me.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, like, probably only half of them have read Nietzsche, and I can't hold that against them. But yeah. Not everybody is allowed the same education, and I can't, like, you can't discriminate there. Right? That's not fair.
Do you think that owning plants is like slaves?
No.
Is it slavery?
No, it's... Maybe.
I mean, because after the cats became sentient, they...
I think
like,
we...
They got reparations for the slavery of their...
Right, but like...
Thousands of years.
Plants are different, though, right? Like, they don't... They don't
Oh,
count.
Okay, hold on. We can't be getting into this argument already.
Why?
Well, because like... Plants are close, right?
Are they, though? I don't think plants are not people.
If you can talk to them...
No, they're not people.
They have rights. They should have rights.
They're not people. Have you ever met a plant?
Yeah.
They're not people.
I work with a plant.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's great at his job.
Hey, just because he's not as smart as people...
He's probably lazy, too. He probably doesn't even do his job. What does he do? What does your coworker plant do? What's his name?
His name is Todd.
Okay. Yeah. What does he do?
He operates the machine that that shoots the laser into the. It's complicated.
Well, what kind of plant is he?
Oh,
seems like he's a little too fragile to be doing that.
He's
kind
a
of
rhododendron.
Work.
They're hardy.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. I don't think plants deserve rights. We can still buy them. They don't need rights.
Yeah, but just because you can buy them doesn't mean that you should.
Well, we'll wait for the Sixth War to resolve. I think that's in there somewhere.
Yeah, they're...
It's plants versus animals. They'll figure it out.
I get mad every time I think about it.
How's your magic deck?
I don't know.
Because I know you were having trouble last week because they banned one of the cards in it, and I wasn't sure if you'd figured out a way around that yet.
Well, it's so the way it works is the new format that came out lets you use only cards from the last 400 years.
Okay.
So now that they're coming out,
That's a weird restriction. Like, where did they draw the line? Like, how did they decide to draw that line?
It was when they all became imaginary.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Okay, they just kind of stopped printing.
Right, right.
Pixels and stuff at that point.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Since they couldn't get the ink anymore because it was too expensive because it was water-based.
Yeah.
They had to think of something else.
Sure.
But,
It's fine. I think it's an upgrade, and honestly, the market's been way easier.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to play now because you just have to, like, think. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
you just have to think about
they
it.
Have the, it's on the
Holonet.
The Holonet, but the implant version.
Yeah, that's way easier. Anyway, did you figure out how to fix your deck?
What was that?
I don't know.
Is that the alarm?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, shit. Oh, there's an invasion.
Oh.
Oh, it's the bugs.
Oh, this is bad.
Hold on,
This is bad, this is bad.
Hold on.
Oh.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.